理课堂听 class.com。
21世纪大学英语视听说教程第一册，由复旦大学电子音像出版社录制出版。
Unit 1 College Life Part 1 Communication Skills Introductions and Self-Introductions Task 2 Listen to the tape and do the following exercises. 1 Listen to the following conversation and fill in the missing words or phrases.
Hello, Mr. Holly.
Hello.
Nice of you to come to the party. This is Mrs. Holly, I suppose.
Yes, that's Shella.
Hello. Well, my name's Arian. And do you know I work, with your husband in the company? Do come in, please.Thank you. What would you like to drink, Mrs. Holly? A glass of white wine would be fine. With ice? Yes. Yes, please. And Mr. Holly?
Could I have a whiskey on the rocks, please?
Can I just introduce you to, This is Claire Thomas.
I think we know each other.
Yes, yes. I recognize your face. Yes. You came to French classes in the evening. What a coincidence.
Yes. Small world, isn't it? Can I introduce you to, this is David Giles. Mr. and Mrs. Holly.
Pleased to meet you.
Hello, David.
Of course, David knows Mr. Holly already.
Yes, yes. Like you two, we've met before.
Well, Claire, I wonder if you've met my husband. I don't suppose you have.
No, I haven't. How do you do? Hello, Claire.
2. Listen to the following conversation and fill in the missing information.
Great party, isn't it? Yeah, really. I don't believe we've met.I'm David Smith, a professor of Beloit College. Pleased to meet you. I'm Peter Wang, a freshman here, from China. From the mainland? Yeah, I came here last semester. What's your major? Economics.I'm teaching computer science. What do you think of the college? Excellent. The campus is beautiful and the teachers are very friendly. I hope you're enjoying every minute of your stay here.
Part 2. Theme-related activities. Task 1.Listen to the tape and do the following exercises. A college community. 1. Listen and decide whether the following statements are true or false.
A college community is an interesting and lively place. Students become involved in many different activities: extracurricular, social, and athletic. Among the extracurricular activities are college newspapers, musical organizations, dramatic clubs, and political groups. Many religious groups have their own meeting places where services and social activities can be held. Most colleges have a student union where students can get together for lunch, study sessions, club meetings, and socializing. Athletics is an important part of life on most campuses. Most co-educational and men's schools belong to an athletic league. The teams within the league play against each other, aiming for the league championship. Football is the college sport which arouses the most national interest. Other sports, particularly basketball, swimming, and track, are also pursued with enthusiasm. Some schools have competitive tennis, skiing, sailing, soccer, baseball, and golf. Is it fun to be a college student in the United States? For most students, the college years are exciting, but they are certainly not easy or carefree. Just about all college students face the pressure of making important career decisions and some anxiety about examinations and grades. Many students have additional problems: too little money, not enough time for sleep, and a feeling of loneliness because they're living far from home. Still, many Americans look back on their college years as the happiest time of their lives. When students live on campus in college dormitories, they make very close friendships. Some students, when returning to their college campus in the fall, feel that they are coming back to their second home. Many graduates feel great loyalty to their former schools, and throughout their lives they cheer for their school's success and donate money to help their school expand. American graduates refer to the school they attended as their alma mater. This expression indicates how much the college experience means to students, how much they feel their school contributed to their lives.
2. Listen again and fill in the words or phrases.
A college community is an interesting and lively place. Students become involved in many different activities: extracurricular, social, and athletic. Among the extracurricular activities are college newspapers, musical organizations, dramatic clubs, and political groups. Many religious groups have their own meeting places where services and social activities can be held. Most colleges have a student union where students can get together for lunch, study sessions, club meetings, and socializing. Athletics is an important part of life on most campuses. Most co-educational and men's schools belong to an athletic league. The teams within the league play against each other, aiming for the league championship. Football is the college sport which arouses the most national interest. Other sports, particularly basketball, swimming, and track, are also pursued with enthusiasm. Some schools have competitive tennis, skiing, sailing, soccer, baseball, and golf. Is it fun to be a college student in the United States? For most students, the college years are exciting, but they are certainly not easy or carefree. Just about all college students face the pressure of making important career decisions and some anxiety about examinations and grades. Many students have additional problems: too little money, not enough time for sleep, and a feeling of loneliness because they're living far from home. Still, many Americans look back on their college years as the happiest time of their lives. When students live on campus in college dormitories, they make very close friendships. Some students, when returning to their college campus in the fall, feel that they are coming back to their second home. Many graduates feel great loyalty to their former schools, and throughout their lives they cheer for their school's success and donate money to help their school expand. American graduates refer to the school they attended as their alma mater. This expression indicates how much the college experience means to students, how much they feel their school contributed to their lives. Task 2. Listen to the story from the VOA Special English Program and then do the following exercises. What college means to Helen Keller? 1. Listen and write down the answers to the following questions.
Miss Sullivan stayed with Helen for many years. She taught Helen how to read, how to write, and how to speak. She helped her to get ready for school and college. More than anything, Helen wanted to do what others did, and do it just as well. In time, Helen did go to college, and completed her studies with high honors. But it was a hard struggle. Few of the books she needed were written in the Braille language that the blind could read by touching pages. Miss Sullivan and others had to teach her what was in these books by forming words in her hands. The study of geometry and physics was especially difficult. Helen could only learn about squares, triangles, and other geometrical forms by making them with wires. She kept feeling the different shapes of these wires until she could see them in her mind. During her second year at college, Miss Keller wrote the story of her life and what college meant to her. This is what she wrote.
My first day at Radcliffe College was of great interest. Some powerful force inside me made me test my mind. I wanted to learn if it was as good as that of others. I learned many things at college. One thing I slowly learned was that knowledge does not just mean power, as some people say. Knowledge leads to happiness, because to have it is to know what is true and real. To know what great men of the past have thought, said, and done is to feel the heartbeat of humanity down through the ages.
2. Listen again and retell it to your partner.
Miss Sullivan stayed with Helen for many years. She taught Helen how to read, how to write, and how to speak. She helped her to get ready for school and college. More than anything, Helen wanted to do what others did and do it just as well. In time, Helen did go to college and completed her studies with high honors. But it was a hard struggle. Few of the books she needed were written in the Braille language that the blind could read by touching pages. Miss Sullivan and others had to teach her what was in these books by forming words in her hands. The study of geometry and physics was especially difficult. Helen could only learn about squares, triangles, and other geometrical forms by making them with wires. She kept feeling the different shapes of these wires until she could see them in her mind. During her second year at college, Miss Keller wrote the story of her life and what college meant to her. This is what she wrote.
My first day at Radcliffe College was of great interest. Some powerful force inside me made me test my mind. I wanted to learn if it was as good as that of others. I learned many things at college. One thing I slowly learned was that knowledge does not just mean power, as some people say. Knowledge leads to happiness, because to have it is to know what is true and real. To know what great men of the past have thought, said, and done is to feel the heartbeat of humanity down through the ages.
Task 3. Listen to the tape and do the following exercises. Live on campus or off campus? 1. Listen and write down the main idea of what you hear.
Many American students like living in a private house than in a college dormitory for a number of reasons. First, it costs less. For example, a student usually pays $120 a month to live in a dorm. But it costs him or her about $90 to live in a private home. Second, students have more freedom and privacy in a home. In a dorm, one has to share a room with another person. But in a private house, one has a room all to himself or herself and can do whatever they like. Third, it is easier to study in a private home. A dorm is often too noisy for one to concentrate, but a home rarely is. Finally, students can keep their car at a house. At campus dorms, there are no parking spaces for student cars. For these reasons, American students like to live off campus. Part 3. Listening strategy. Detecting incomplete explosion. Task 1. Listen and read each word after the recording, paying attention to the letters underlined. Act. Picture. Doctor.
Picked. Baked. Darkness.
Empty. Capture. Shopkeeper.
Obtain. Subject. Website.
Football. Utmost. Basketball.
Task 2. Listen and read each phrase after the recording, paying attention to the letters underlined.
Sit down. That day. A fast car. 8 desks.
Cheap books. Stop talking. Drop by drop. Soap bubble.
A red cover. A good dog. A cold drink. We had to.
Like New York. Speak good French. To make tea. Kick dogs.
Task 3. Listen and read each sentence after the recording, paying attention to the letters underlined.
1. I took part in the great parade on a cold morning.
2. He stopped by a lamp post to read the address.
3. A postcard to Beijing doesn't cost much.
4. Great changes took place at that time.
5. I felt a bit dizzy when I was singing pop songs.
6. That tap dripped twice as fast 2 days ago.
7. He stopped to write down the names of the top students.
8. She did not know how to deal with such a good pudding.
Part 4. Extensive listening. Task 1. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions.
Hi, Mike. I had an interview this morning. Hi, David. I had an interview too. I had a great interview with admissions at Columbia University. Really? What did they say? Will you get into the school? Well, they didn't say anything for sure, but I figure that with my grades and my personality, I'll have no problem. Columbia's a terrific school. What are you going to do? Do? I don't know. I also applied to New York University. You sound excited about Columbia. What's your problem, Mike? Indecision, indecision. It's not easy, and this is an important decision we have to make. What about you, David? How was your interview with Michigan? The interview was fine. It's a great college. It is. My father would like me to go there. He and my grandpa both went there. Great medical school, too. I know. You can follow in your father's footsteps. Ah, I'd like to follow in my own footsteps, Mike. What do you want to study? I've been thinking. I think I want to study journalism, to be a reporter, a newspaper man. You do a pretty good job on the Riverdale High School paper. And I've been thinking about it a lot lately. Have you discussed it with your parents? No, but I have to. Okay. Task 2. Listen to the following passage and choose the best answers to the questions you hear.
Many students, even some top graduates, get through high school without doing very much studying. This is not possible in college. Professors pass out a course syllabus, then expect students to keep up with assigned reading and other work, often with few or no reminders. Students may think they don't have to do the work or the readings, as nothing may be said about it until the midterm or the final. However, students are held responsible for all material assigned on the syllabus, and those who do not keep up often find they are falling hopelessly behind. To be successful in college, it will be important to keep up with the reading assignments and attend class each day prepared. When you organize yourself, schedule some time for study and coursework, then keep to that schedule. There are often study groups that students in classes will organize to work together and help each other. Some colleges even offer special classes and create activities to provide time and resources for freshmen to begin formulating good study habits. All colleges have extensive libraries that are open many hours per day, and numerous computer and subject area labs, which employ upperclassmen to act as teacher assistants to tutor students coming in to request assistance. Remember, too, that each of your professors is required to schedule about 12 hours per week when they are sure to be in their offices. Find out where your professors are housed and make note of their office hours so that you can get the help you need. Questions. 1. What should college students do if they want to get through college?
2. When does a student usually have to keep himself or herself busy?
3. Which of the following does not contribute to the success in college study?
4. Where can a student find a professor in his or her office hours?
5. Why do some colleges offer special classes? Task 3. Listen to the following passage and fill in the missing information.
If students from other countries want to attend college in the United States, they need to learn about the various standardized tests that can help them demonstrate their knowledge to college admissions personnel. High school seniors wishing to apply to competitive colleges and universities take standardized tests commonly called ACTs and SATs. Each of these tests takes about 3 hours. The tests enable students to demonstrate general academic ability in mathematics, English, reading, and logic. Most colleges use these scores plus the students' high school grades to evaluate applicants. At the college level, students will probably be required to take the TOEFL test when they apply for admissions to a university. When students come to the United States after completing some college work in another country, they should bring a transcript of previous college work and get those credits evaluated by an authorized organization. Students who cannot obtain papers to prove that they have already taken certain college courses may want to take some of the college-level examination program tests. These tests cover courses commonly taken during the first 2 years of colleges, such as English, humanities, math, natural sciences, and history. College graduates wishing to enter graduate programs also find the standardized tests are required. The counseling office of a student's present or prospective school is the place to go with all questions about requirements for acceptance to graduate programs.